Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So we're continuing from the previous Mishnah. We had mentioned that Arba Piyasos Chayusham, there were four lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash every day, meaning the avodos, the services of the Beis HaMikdash, were done through a lottery system four times a day, every day. The first one was the Truma Sedeshin that we would make a lottery for the one that would remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. And now in Gimel and Dal, we'll go through the other three. So Mishnah Gimel begins. Hapayas Hasheni, the second lottery of the day. Again, these lotteries were done every single day for the services of that day, and it's broken down to four lotteries total. Mi Shochi, so who would be the Kohen that would shech the carbon tamid? Mi Zorik, who would be the Kohen that would spritz the blood from the carbon tamid on the Mizbeach? And they explain over here that the Kohen, so let's say you had 10 Kohanim in this group, we said that you remove the hat off of one of them, and then you start from that one, they all stick out fingers, and you count the fingers, and you say, I'm going to count up to 100, right, for example. So whichever Kohen the number stops at, right, that Kohen would be, he would go ahead and shech the carbon tamid, and then from there you would just go in a cycle. So you would, the first one that won this lottery, he would shech the carbon tamid. Then the second one, staying to the right of him, he would accept the blood and he would spritz it onto the Mizbeach. And then, Mi Midash, Mizbeach Pnimi. Then the third Kohen to the right of him, he would remove the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach they would burn the Keturis on, the incense in the Heichal. And then, Mi Midash, the menorah, the fourth Kohen to the right of him, would remove the candles from the menorah, he would take out the ashes and clean it up. Mimale Evarim, then the Lakavesh. So then they say over here, who would bring the limbs of the carbon tamid up the ramp? So we actually learned this in Mesechta Shkalim, the Kahanim would leave the limbs of the carbon tamid on the ramp by the Mizbeach from the lower half and downward. They would leave it over there, right, after the Shechita process. They would go down to the Lishkas HaGazas, to a chamber where they would recite Shema. And then afterwards, they would be mala, they would bring up the limbs on the Mizbeach. So these limbs, the Kahanim would, you know, when they would have this rotation, Balas Lefi Seder Sh'Oso Pious, they would bring these limbs up the Mizbeach. Harosh, the head, Varegel, and the foot. The regel over here is the Achoros HaYamin, the back right foot. So this service would go to the next coin in line, and that would be the fifth coin. So we're just going in a row. Ushtei hayadayim, and the next parts of the animal. This is the two front legs that would go to the sixth coin. He would bring those limbs up the mizbeach. Haoketz, the back part, hachilek achorei, the back part of the animal, imaaya along with the tail, the haregel, and the back left foot, that was brought up by the seventh coin in this circle. Hachaza, then the chest, shuman hachaza, the fat of the chest, the hagera, gera is the place of the animal where it's mal yerich, who's its cud, the neck, imshtetz los, with these two rings, mimin from the right, imshtetz los and two rings, mismol from the left, utluim bo hakana, the windpipe, valev in the heart, varea in the lungs, so all these parts would then be brought by the eighth coin. Ushtei hadefanos, then the two flanks, imashudra with the spine, vatchol and the spleen, vakavit and the liver, those were brought up by the ninth coin. Vakravayim and the innards, they were put onto some kind of vessel with the ukraayim agabehim and the kraayim. Crime on the legs. So the kravayim, the innards were put into some kind of vessel with the legs on top of them. That was brought up by the 10th coin. So now we have to add some more kohanim to this group. Let's say there were 15, okay? Because there's more stuff. Vasolas, and the fine flour of the mincha, the mincha's tamid, for the mincha offering of the tamid, that was brought up by the acharas, or by the 11th coin. Vachavitin, the mincha's ha-coin ha-gadol, the mincha of the coin gadol, which was this chavitin, shayimakav, he would bring every day. Asir se'efa solas, 10th of an efa of fine flour, half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Machavas, and on a pan, peshemim with oil. So this is brought up by the 12th kohen. V'hayayin, and the wine, or revias ayin, a quarter of a hin of wine of yayin nesach. Revias ahin nesach l'tamid, a quarter of a hin of wine for the libation for the carbon tamid. Nesach means the libation. Libation for the carbon tamid, that was brought up by the 13th kohen. So in total, so here let's say there were 13 kohanim in this group. Shlosh asar kohanim zachu ba. So in this one lottery, it ended up that there were 13 kohanim meriting in this lottery. So it was one lottery. The 13 kohanim in this example, you know, would gather up in a group. They would all stick out their finger, right? We said they take off the hat from one of them, you know, randomly, start counting from him. Then wherever the number that they picked, 100, 200, whatever it was, whichever kohen it ended up by, they would start from him, and then they would go in a circle clockwise going through these 13 tasks. So it doesn't really matter how many people are in the group. Some people, you know, would get one task, some people maybe get two or three if they have to repeat the process. But the idea is they would follow in a circle and just continue task by task. They wouldn't cast individual lotteries for each of these 13 tasks. So that's important to keep in mind. And the Mishnah concludes, Amar Ben Azai says, Ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai said before Rabbi Akiva, Bishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hiluchai, Shal Kevesh B'chayev, the way the lamb walks when it's alive, Haya Karev, that's the way it was brought. What does this mean? So just like, you know, it walks, it's with its head, then with its feet, then with its chest, then with the Geira, you know, there goes the rest of the body. So too, that was the order that they would bring the carbono, the limbs up onto the mizbeach, right? They shechted the animal. They cut up into numerous portions. How would they bring up these portions of the mizbeach? So it was the way it walked in its life, right? When it walks, the head goes first, then the feet, then the chest, then the geira, then the shtei yadayim, the two hands, shtei defanos, the two flanks, the oketz v'aregel. So it would go, they would bring up the limbs in that order. That's the opinion of Ben Azai before Rabbi Akiva, the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Whereas the Tanakama, he holds that Hashagol Yotei Be'evarim carved tchilah, the biggest limb, that just goes first. And then you just, you know, go from there in size order. Not, you know, the way the animal physically walks while it's alive. So he holds differently. He holds, you just go by the size. Whatever limb is bigger, that's the limb that you bring up first. But the Tanakhama will agree, they bring down a pasuk over here, that the head and the fats, they're always going to go first because of a certain pasuk, and therefore even if it was smaller than, you know, the leg or the back, that would go first, and then you'd follow by whatever is the biggest limb, and then going downward. And they bring down over here that the Kohen, whoever's job it was to bring up the head, would actually take fats and cover up the area where the animal was slaughtered by the neck, as a special covet, as an honor for God, so that, you know, they're bringing this animal, the place which is all dirty of blood, where it was slaughtered, should be covered up with the fats so that, you know, it should be sanua, it should be clean. So they just bring it down as a side point, and that wraps up Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet, HaPayas HaShlishi, the third raffle of the day was for the Ketores, for the incense. And then VeHaMemuna, the one that was appointed over casting these raffles, he would announce, Chadashim laktores bayu vafisu. The new ones to the Ketores come and take, you know, a part of this lottery. Meaning they would always make an announcement that only newbies who never brought the Ketores should take part of this lottery. Not people that already had brought the Ketores in their lifetime. And the reason why they would do this is because the Ketores was very beloved to the Kohanim. It was a segula for Ashiris, for wealth. So it was a very beloved mitzvah. And it was so beloved that every kohen made sure that he would do it. And there were so many kohanim that no kohen ever did it twice in their lifetime. So therefore, whenever they would make the announcement, they would say, all the newbies that never did the Ketores yet, let them come forward and take part in the lottery to go ahead and do the Ketores. Therefore, giving an opportunity to the ones that haven't done it yet, because the ones that have done it already, there's no doubles with the Ketores. That's how beloved it was, that everyone was making sure to do it, and you couldn't get a second chance. And they even bring down over here that the Kohanim, Mamash, became rich. The Segula worked, and they became rich from doing the Ketores. So they would limit it once, but one per person, and in a lifetime of a Kohen, they would only do the Ketores once. Very interesting. So they would call the newbies, and they would take part of this raffle to see who would bring the Ketores that day. For Avi, in the fourth and final lottery of the day, Chadashim Emishanim, it was for the new Kohanim that never you know, it never did. We'll see what it is in a second. Im Yishanim with older Kohanim that have done the act that we'll say in a moment. So because we had just mentioned one just for newbies, now we mention one for both newbies and people that have done it already. And what was this service? It was Mimala Ivarim and Akevish Mizbeach. Who would bring up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach? So here, whether, you know, the Kohen did it already or he's a newbie, everyone would be a part of this lottery. And what was this? So we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim, they would, in the second lottery, right, we had mentioned that they would leave the limbs of the Karban Tamid at the ramp of the Mizbeach from the halfway down and going onto the lower end of the Mizbeach. They would leave it there. They would go down to Lishkas Agassas to a chamber and say Shema. And now they would chazu v'fisu, they make a new lottery to see who is going to bring the limbs from the bottom half of the ramp all the way up now to the Mizbeach to the top to burn them and to do the nesachim, to do the libations. So we're explaining over here that one Kohen, even though bringing it up to the ramp halfway down and lower was done by multiple Kohanim, bringing it from the ramp all the way up to the Mizbeach, the second half, was done by only one Kohen alone. And this is the last lottery of the day to see which Kohen would win. And that's the four lotteries, and that wraps up Mishnah Daled.